Biden officials advertise to foreign nationals how best to get into U.S. while claiming borders are not open. By John Binder on May 11, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, claims the United States-Mexico border is not open amid the administration's ending of Title 42, an effective border control, while the agency advertises to foreign nationals around the world how best to get into the U.S. interior. On Thursday evening, the Biden administration will lift Title 42, the public health authority that has helped quickly remove nearly 3 million illegal aliens at the border since mid-2020. As a result, the administration is anticipating some 400,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to arrive at the border every month. "I want to be very clear, our borders are not open," Mayorkas said at a press briefing Thursday, touting how Biden's DHS has massively expanded a catch-and-release network that has seen millions of border crossers and illegal aliens released directly into American communities. "President Biden has led the largest expansion of lawful pathways in decades," Mayorkas said, describing the catch-and-release network. "People from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, and Nicaragua have arrived through lawfully available pathways. We are launching new and expanded family reunification parole processes for nationals of Colombia, Cuba, El Salvador, Guatemala, Haiti, and Honduras, and are increasing use of the CBP One mobile app for individuals to schedule appointments at our ports of entry," emphasis added. At the same time that Mayorkas claims the border is not open, DHS announced ad campaigns that will be aired to foreign nationals in Mexico, Central America, and parts of South America that advise would-be migrants to use the administration's catch-and-release network to get into the U.S. The ad campaign includes information on lawful pathways they can potentially access, instead of putting their lives in the hands of dangerous and unscrupulous smugglers, a DHS release states. Most popular within Biden's catch-and-release network is the administration's parole pipeline, which releases tens of thousands of migrants into the U.S. interior every month from the border, many without court dates in federal immigration court. Mayorkas, on Thursday, called the parole pipeline a success and proof that the Biden administration is effectively transforming the border into an orderly checkpoint for migrants. From late January 2021 to February 2023, more than 880,000 migrants have been released into American communities through the parole pipeline. This is a foreign population that exceeds the cities of Seattle, Washington, Denver, Colorado, and Nashville, Tennessee, among others. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.